Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning. Welcome into the Wednesday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. It's Media Poll Wednesday today. We're going to look at the top five of each class of Idaho high school football. There's a little movement in Class 5A and Class 4A, but no big changes in the polls overall. Beginning at the 5A level, Eagle still the number one team at 5-0. Highland jumps a couple spots to be number two. Madison moves up to number three. Capital moves into the top five at number four. And Coeur d'Alene, despite two losses in a row, two very bad losses in a row, still come in at number five. Other teams receiving votes, Rocky Mountain and Lake City. My question to you is, should Lake City actually be in the top five, maybe taking Coeur d'Alene's spot? And Coeur d'Alene should be maybe one of those other teams receiving votes, as Lake City has looked very, very good this year. Heading down to Class 4A, not much movement here at all. It's Blackfoot still number one with all 11 first-place votes. Bishop Kelly number two. Pokey comes in at number three. Middleton four. And Skyview with a 3-2 record comes in at number five. Other teams receiving votes, only one team, that's Columbia. At the 3A level, Fruitland still holds the number one spot. They have 7 first-place votes. Shelley comes in at number two with 4 first-place votes. Then it drops off to Gooding at three. Teton, four. Is Teton really 5-0? My goodness. And American Falls, those Beavers come in at 4-1 in the number 5 spot. The only other team receiving any kind of votes in the top 5 at the 3A level is Payette. At the Class 2A level, Firth still holds the number 1 spot with 10 first place votes. Declo at number 2 with 1 first place vote. Then it's Grangeville at 3, Salmon at 4, Soda Springs at number 5. Other teams receiving votes, New Plymouth, Marcin, Nampa Christian, and Westside. Still a lot of talk about the 2A level. Is Firth, Declo, or Grangeville, or Salmon? Which one should be number one? They're all very, very even teams. Firth, of course, undefeated. Declo undefeated, but a lot of people think Declo has had a pretty soft schedule this year. Salmon 3-0. Flying a little bit under the radar are the Savages. You know, Salmon sneaks into the top five this week, and they are my pick to be kind of a dark horse title contender this year at the 2A level. Dropping down to the 2A level, Salmon has played very, very good football this year. Not many teams at the 2A level pass the ball like Salmon does. Looking at the 1A Division 1 teams, Hagerman holds the top spot, 10 first-place votes. Kamei comes in at number 2. They did receive 1 first-place vote. Grace undefeated at number 3. Potlatch also undefeated at number 4. And Buchanan comes in at number 5 with a 3-1 record. The other team receiving vote is Troy. Looking at Class 1A Division 2, not much change at this level. Dietrich comes in at number 1 with all 11 first-place votes. Lighthouse Christian number 2. Garden Valley 3. Cary and Castleford are tied for 4th. Cary is 2-2 overall. Castleford is 4-1. So there you have it. The media poll results for a Wednesday. Let's talk about it. What's your feedback on this? Jeff@IdahoSports.com. Jeff@IdahoSports.com. Should Highland maybe be the number 1 team in 5A, as they had a couple of very impressive wins in a row? Who should be number 1 at the 2A level? It's just a toss-up, in my opinion. Salmon, Soda Springs, Firth, Grangeville, Declo, all very deserving number one teams. How about the 3A level? Shelley and Fruitland still battle it out for number one. I still think Shelley is a better, deeper team than Fruitland, but I could be proven wrong. What's your opinion on it? Jeff@IdahoSports.com. Jeff@IdahoSports.com. Our Facebook question today is, what's the biggest surprise in the media poll this week? What's your biggest surprise? Hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. That's going to wrap up the podcast for a Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/IdahoSports. Go to our home site, idahosports.com. Check out the football schedules. Great lineup of games beginning tomorrow night right here on idahosports.com. Have a great Wednesday. Talk with you Thursday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.